Yes,
so,
go ahead.
Since the meeting is already being recorded, we have on board member wise Zena, Anthony, Janina, and Denise. And we have Farnaz, Allison, and Jeremiah from staff. So I will call the meeting to order. And do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I motion to approve the agenda, Zena.
Zena, thank you.
I second the motion, Janina.
Okay. Zena?
Zena, aye.
Janina?
Aye.
Denise?
Aye.
Anthony, aye. The agenda has been approved. First, are there any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items? Okay. Are there any presentations from the floor on agenda items?
None.
Okay, then we will move to action items, and I'll hand it over to Farnaz.
Thank you. I thought I'd start by taking the opportunity to update you on what's been happening. So first, Los Angeles County Office of Education, LAUSD primarily first, decided to close their schools on Monday. Then quickly thereafter, Los Angeles County Office of Education held a meeting with all of their school district leaders and informed them that they were recommending closure. And in that meeting, they provided some guidelines, but, you know, not everything is clear at this point for us to think about our plan for continuing instruction, continuing to deliver food, special education, what might be happening with testing, what's going to happen with the benchmark charts, all of these things, and really spent quite a bit of time talking about whether it should be a closure versus a dismissal. And a dismissal means that the kids won't be there. A closure means that it's closed and nobody will be there. And they said it would be up to the schools to decide what they want to do with that. So we are following the recommendation. We are coming to the board because we want to follow that recommendation and close as of Monday to our students. It's confusing terminology, but nonetheless, so our students will not be there. Our teachers are going to come on some sites to be prepared, do some professional development, get their resources, get everything set up. And then after Tuesday, there may be some facilities people who come to serve food, to what we're going to do is stack lunches, like three at a time. So they'll get their breakfast and lunch for 3 days at a time in sacks. And if they need to pick up a computer, if they need to pick up Wi-Fi connectivity, we'll set all of that up by Tuesday, hopefully, for pickups to be happening. And the idea is that by Tuesday or Wednesday, most of our students should be engaging in distance learning. That can include online instruction because most of our students do have Wi-Fi, and for the ones that don't, we're getting hotspots. But it could also include packet work, phone calls from teachers, face-to-face phone and online instruction with speech therapists, so like a FaceTime type model. We have created a really intensive plan with tons of instructional resources and web-based tools that our teachers and our leaders can use to train the teachers and leaders. It's been pretty inspiring and impressive to see how all of our brains have come together to create a document that holds everything. And we've been having morning scrum meetings every day to check in and touch base. And at this point, closure is both advisable. If we didn't close, we were on a county public health office conversation right now, which would require us to take everybody's temperature, have rooms for six students, and take a lot of healthcare provider type steps that we as an organization are not in the place to do. So for that reason, we're asking you guys to approve a policy that both LAUSD and many of our local charter and public school partners have approved. It's very much based on the LAUSD verbiage, but it's also been approved by Young, Mini, and Core. It's a resolution that would give me the ability to, that allows us to close right now, but also gives me the ability to close for 5 additional days if at that time I see that it's necessary. So any questions about all of it?
I have a question about, I actually have a question, I don't know. When you said that we were going to be able to provide them with computers or technology to help them, do we really have enough equipment to be able to facilitate that?
Yeah, we have Chromebooks for one-to-one when the students are at school. What we're going to be doing is checking out the Chromebooks with the parents will sign out a sheet that says that they're responsible for it. But for the 40-some Chromebooks that we're checking out, we're also paying a $3 cost so that we'll be able to track it, like find my iPhone kind of thing.
Okay.
And then how will the hotspot work?
Jeremiah, would you mind taking that one?
Not at all. So for the students that we've identified that don't have internet access at home, usable internet access, we have ordered a large number of mobile hotspots. And so each one of the students can also check out the device and use that to do their online learning.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. A big majority of our students have access.
Okay.
So this is a smaller number than we were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And how long will school be closed before, Farnaz, you need to decide if it's closed for another 5 days? I'm sorry, I might have missed that.
So right now, it's closed. We're recommending closure until the 27th based on LACO's recommendation. Some schools that have a similar calendar to ours, I mean, it's really all up in the air. The reason why LACO recommended a two-week period, they're not expecting necessarily for everything to be done in 2 weeks, but that would be a reassessment phase.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it could all be done in 1 month. It could all be done in 3 weeks. So at that point, so we'll go 2 weeks, reassess for 5 days, and then after that, we already have our pre-scheduled spring break, which would make it a month. And if at that point, hopefully all of this will have died down. You know, this is all so unknown to everyone, truthfully, that we're all just hoping to figure it out together. What's been really inspiring is how quickly everyone has jumped in to bring their expertise to the different areas of work. And whenever I've shared my plans with people, because it's been a period of sharing a lot, sharing communications, how did you write this? What did you say? How did you plan it? Every time we share it, people are like, wow, that's a lot of detail. So it's been great to be getting it there.
I have a quick question. I think I know the answer, but validate it. If it's a shorter period of time that ends before spring break, would spring break continue, or would you remove spring break if the time frame had been, you know, if you take 2 weeks off, and then spring break is 1 week. For spring break, I'm assuming spring break is on no matter what.
So what will happen is on the 27th, we have a reassessment moment that we could say, hey, do we need 5 more days or not? If not, we come back on, I think it's the 30th, and have a whole week of school then. But if it's not okay on the 30th, then we would ask to continue for another 5 days. If it is okay, then the question of spring break is a challenging one because families have planned times, kids, teachers have planned times, and I really don't know how to navigate that one. I know that for schools with unions, it's a non-starter. Like if you have a spring break on the calendar, they're not even trying to adapt it. I worry about having the conversation, hey, can we switch your spring break now after you've been spending the last 3 weeks delivering online instruction, which may actually be more stressful than delivering in person? You know, like, I don't know.
Staff's still working.
I understand. I thought I'd ask. I assume that there would still be a spring break. I just thought I would ask if there's been any guidance outside of the school.
We talked about it. LAFO said something along the lines of, you know, you can try to do this. We advise you to try to do it. And most of to switch your spring break so that it's earlier. But most of the districts responded pretty clearly that none of their unions would be willing to consider that. But that was really a recommendation for people who weren't like, they told us that we have an option. We have an option to close completely and not provide ongoing instruction, or we have the option of not closing and providing instruction, but also doing all of these health-related efforts. And then the third option is to do what we're doing, which is distance learning. So the idea of moving your spring break was recommended for people who are not doing ongoing instruction primarily.
Okay.
Is everyone still there?
I think, Farnaz, I think the fascinating thing about all of it, and I don't know if you want to talk to it, is like the different entities that are out there that are kind of managing this particular issue, like between our authorizer, LACO, Orlando Elementary School District, between the public health department, the county public health department, and the superintendent of schools at the state level, and the county superintendent of schools. And the health department is saying, you know, these are the things that you need to do in order to keep your community safe. But schools don't have those things in their wheelhouse. Like, we don't have thermometers. We don't have several hand washing stations all around campus, extra ones set up already. Just the variety.
Yeah,
how do you talk to that? Or is it even?
The thing that Deborah Duardo, who's the superintendent at LACO, said today that was very powerful was something along the lines of, right now it feels like everybody's waiting for someone to take action, and it means that we're not necessarily keeping our kids safe. And so she needed to step forward and take action and recommend closure for that reason. And that was the point, like, just within the last few days, I felt that our staff was very much going in that direction. We've had so many people out sick. We've had so many staff members out sick. And nobody's really getting tested on top of that. Like, even if you ask to get tested, it's difficult to. So at this point, it feels like this is the wisest step for us to be taking. Our staff is starting to feel less and less safe being on campus.
I just wanted to bring up, in case anybody didn't know, and I don't know if it's the right time, about SAT and ACT testing. That's all been canceled. So, you know, all our juniors now who are gearing up, like, this is another issue or something that we might want to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good news on that front is that there will be another opportunity for them to test before applications in the fall if you're an outgoing junior. So there are opportunities. The bigger question about testing that is on all of our minds is, like, our LPAC test. We're supposed to be due. We had set this timeline for them to be due soon. Our CAP tests are coming up. How do we make sure that we're continuing to support our students' growth? These are really tough issues. We're hoping that our ongoing instruction will continue to be rigorous and support student learning. But the CDE is thinking about this, and, you know, on those dashboards that measure whether or not you're going to need state assistance or county assistance, on those dashboards, they're contemplating not tracking performance on CAS for this year as a measure, or not counting chronic absenteeism towards that.
So there are some things that the CDE is thinking about to make it more reasonable for schools, but that's still out and waiting to be seen. Well, I'm available to talk to anyone. If you want to call me throughout the weekend or if you want to talk on Monday, I'm happy to answer more questions as we continue to go. It's definitely been a lot of hard working days. I've been on document planning with team members until midnight, many nights in a row. So hopefully we're I think in some ways, it's feeling like we're pretty calm heading into this, and the staff is, you know, every time I send a communication, they're grateful for the level of detail. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to manage this in a respectful and thoughtful way. And if you guys could consider passing this resolution so that we could be responsive to the situation, that would be wonderful.
Do we want to move to vote on that, or are there additional questions or additional comments you wanted to make, Pranaz?
I've shared everything since we met recently, and I had updated you on this as well, but if you have any further questions, I'm happy to answer them. I just wanted to be conscious of time restrictions
sure.
as well.
Yeah. Well, then I think at this stage, we can move to approve the resolution 2019-2020, number one, COVID-19, concerning measures to address the organizational educational impact of the COVID-19 virus. I will not say that again, but I'll say it once. Do I have a motion to approve action item A or action letter A?
I motion to approve action item A.
And that was?
Motion.
That was Denise.
Denise and Zena.
I'll second. This is Ken.
Janina.
Oh,
Ken is here. Oh, okay.
It was Denise and Janina.
Oh, got it. Okay. So, Zena.
Zena, aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Ken.
Aye.
And Anthony, aye. Action item A has been approved. And if there is nothing else, then we will adjourn the meeting. If I have a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second. Zena.
Okay, Zena.
Zena, aye.
Janina.
Aye.
Denise.
Aye.
Ken.
Aye.
Anthony, aye. So the meeting
is now
adjourned.
Thank you all for being available for this. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
everyone.
Thank
okay.
you.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good week. Bye.
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 Bye.